joined right now by Kurt Thacker of the Norbert Hardin Central. What do you guys coach? What's your mascot?
Aggies.
The Aggies. The Aggies of the CLAA Conference. They were they played Kansas City East tonight in eight-man action. Coach, tell me a little bit about the game.
Well, we're going kind of through a youth movement right now. Got a lot of freshmen start, four freshmen actually on, two on one side of the ball, two on the other. We've got about 14 players available right now. Got several injured and some that are not eligible yet. We'll get them back in the next few weeks. We beat KC East 40-0 last year, and they're a vastly improved team. I mean, they hit us in the mouth a couple times, and we jumped out to a 16-0 lead to start the game, and 14-0 lead, and then they ran a kickoff back, we kept matching them score for score. I believe we were up two touchdowns at halftime, and came out, and our offense stalled third quarter, and they were able to capitalize and tie it back up in the third quarter, and then it was a dogfight from that point on, and to get to overtime, and then they actually scored with 2 seconds to go on the clock at the end of regulation to take us to overtime. So, exciting game for the fans, not so exciting for me.
Well, Coach, your hair's gray already, I think,
that's
so
right.
You don't need to worry about any more gray hair. So, anyway, but, with them scoring with 2 seconds left on the clock, and so many young kids on the field, obviously high school kids are young anyway, what'd you say to the guys before overtime to get the momentum back and get their heads up to go
scored,
for overtime?
We scored to go ahead with about 33 seconds to go in the game, and I was trying to run the clock down, had a timeout in my pocket and was trying to save it and just in case, and we scored too quick, and that's been something that's happened to us in the past. They were able to click off a couple plays, get some yards, and then hit a bomb down there. And we had one of our D-backs got injured, one of my freshman D-backs did. So we were kind of throwing people around. We had some guys out of position. We had a defensive end playing D-back, and we had a linebacker playing back there at safety. So it was kind of messed up, and they haven't played that much. So it was – it's a thing that we'll have to work on in practice. They were able to hit that bomb over the top and hit their guy in the end zone, take it to overtime. We get into overtime and got the ball first. We scored the touchdown. Kaiser Hughes scored a touchdown. Then we ran the two-point conversion in. Gave them went about four plays of theirs on in the overtime, their possession. They scored, and then on the two-point conversion, they tried to run a lead right up the gut, right in the teeth of our team, and our linebacker Kaiser Hughes and our nose guard Jeff Cunningham blew it up, and we were able to come away with the victory.
Yeah, that sounds like a very exciting win for the Aggies. Putting up 48 points, obviously some stuff was working for you offensively. You said Kaiser and Jeffrey had huge plays for you there defensively at the end. Who else stood out for the Aggies tonight?
Well, Kaiser is our quarterback. I was looking here. He had over 260 yards rushing tonight and four or five touchdowns. Mason McCauley, freshman tailback, he ended up with 98 yards rushing before he hurt his ankle. Braden Schick came in backing him up, and Braden did a good job of blocking for Kaiser more than anything. Our line did very good. Jeffrey Cunningham did a fabulous job. He's our center, and he was giving the assignments to the other boys that are there. We've got a right guard that's brand new. He hasn't played varsity football before, and our left guard. So he kind of keeps them in line and did a good job. Chandler Wheeler, our other senior, did good, and Cash Lebo did well at the guard, and Braden or Keaton Lair and did well at our tight end. We didn't throw any passes tonight. The one that we tried, we got intercepted, so I threw that out the window. We're a run team first. Keaton Andrews is our other guard. He did a pretty good job. But, you know, it was our freshmen that did well besides our seniors. Kelton Gordon's a freshman, fullback and linebacker. He played most of the game. J.W. Doyle played good. Like I said, Mason McCauley played good till he got hurt. And then I have to brag a little bit. My son is a freshman defensive end. He ended up with six tackles tonight. So, and he did a good job, and I haven't seen him. He is not home yet. So, you know, it was a learning experience for them. They're not rookies anymore, and they've got to step up and help the seniors out.
Definitely. Coach, who do you have next week?
We are playing at Oric next week. And, you know, they socked us in the mouth last year. We played them in the Jamboree, had some success. go down there. Coach Herzog does a great job with his boys. We know them well. You know, played basketball against them and football against them all the way through their careers, and they're very familiar with each other. You got 20 miles between us. Blake Buchanan, their quarterback, used to go to Hardin, so we're familiar with him. I'd like to have him back, but we've got to go down there to their place, and they're very salty, and they play well, and I haven't heard on them tonight, but they it's going to be a tough game. We want to win. We've got to have a little coming of age between now and then for some of my younger kids.
Yeah, they say you improve the most usually between week one and week two.
Right.
So, you know, Coach, best of luck next week against Oric, and give us a call next week, and look forward to hearing from you.
You betcha. Thank you, and thanks for all the coverage.
Thanks.